Gilg Tú, Gilg Jé, as Gilg Nerech.
Smile, I'm sure you all take a good Claire Shaw, Clannigale. I'm Robert Cuttin Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'd like to welcome you to this bilingual programme, Clannigale, which comes to you in the English language as the Chit Jewish Sahildnis, and it comes to you in the Manx Gaelic as well, Chinya Namera, the mother tongue of Ellen Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Banach and Urish, well, down below the Manx radio studio here on Douglas Head is the Battery Pier, which is what we'll be looking at in this edition of Clannigale. Tashin goler an yaw in Rish, ten sail nod and chirchen, as they go huish tat nis jane vein no shaw merchen rodda nostia, as shaw sachinde sahil j skilerd ruach Kenneth Graham. Tolunia mui ve eger rather nostia as eger chirchen, as nisht and treer jet the faggle the chulurid rish savulian. We'll begin by joining Paul Reynolds. He's standing on the lonely shore and watching the waves. This is his wave song. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanning stashun rashun, skeliena was dulish, Ellen Vanning. Paul Reynolds accompanying himself and singing one of his own compositions, Wave Song. Well, these days, just after you pass the Douglas Lifeboat House and as you come onto the Battery Pier in Douglas, there's a roadway which curves up to a small plateau area. and this was the site of the battery that gave its name to the pier. Jenkinson's Practical Guide to the Isle of Man of 1874 describes: the battery, on the platform of which are two 32-pound guns, so it was still there in 1874, obviously, they are used, says Jenkinson's guide, by the Douglas Volunteer Artillery Corps. A little later the guide tells us that, in 1816, a small fort was made at this spot, the only trace of which is a portion of an old wall. Close to the battery, it says, is the powder magazine, and here the tourist overlooks the concrete breakwater, which is in the course of construction. Well, then, there'd been a ceremony to lay the inaugural stone of the battery pier in Douglas in July of 1872. And that was carried out, as a plaque erected later on it tells us, by Elizabeth, wife of His Excellency Henry Broome Loch, CB, Lieutenant Governor of this island. Oh, lieg dus, mesailt, as the kirchen. Maso, de duchesach, renda rodan ligade. Gerau pagel a vullien, genu su sober kartge tatnesach as njau fagel a vullien. Genelli riu. Ach ve foen kirchen gold tatnes de de choljurid. As ged a hachere, kartge lees van vullien na pagel as yilt dunt de chon, de vake mogged bleken nis ersen vijn fair. As lugt in chartag ve gint rish, ren na rod an cawrach amach aal, as lysach pech ar bywyr fagni, as fe iera cormanar, da raw a pot mustard on, as fe na hai air ginnis de fos. Fe cion curit er a ryd fe iera hol, gin col taba, mona. Fe'n grin na fasta chit fe ingil, chawds ren na rod an imrt y mielach na valia, as enyacht an aslisach ege, as eg cronen rydd yn asbardach rysyn hyn, as gyn cormon y gael dy cyrchyn. Now this is the Breton group Avel Dro with a song and a tune, and collectively this track, I suppose, is called Les Endives. from Brittany Aveldreau from their first album, and the opening track, in fact, Liaison Dive. Ach, van Kirchen fi leden de gerbel, as gint maag leschen heen, as fier leden de vorn, as hanna, all ach de lure, as je weder, mor vei smunion, as chamas shen vei chitte vei beggen foestrach, as lug tamel geer doortje, roddy, mesalj, bevail jam simmert nisch, Rennen rodden kreeg jon lech munge. Nee, fos me chare eeg is eschen, voor i derivis lessoen nog eer, vee ed, genellich o eeshach is tegeen. Va kiechen no hoost lech minnit nog eer. Ach, gauw ei toyach der enjachten ne se joili is ne se joili mus rodden, as eeg gimmert cho leidje, as cho eeshach roos, As gauw een moorneger toyach der sancherach dee, de voddoch ei djinnowei kaart gemaaie shen. Rene limasus, as gauw ei greem erne maagin rauw, gedol tajemach, de rauwe rodden, wat bleek ama gerisch in ostjes grey tol juriden as bardach, rischen hien, gotch ginnis dee. Now the Isle of Man Times for Saturday, August the 16th, 1879, has this. The opening of the Battery Pier. We understand that the Harbour Commissioners contemplate the holding of a great demonstration on the occasion of the formal opening of the Battery Pier. The ceremony of declaring it open will, it is expected, be performed by Mrs. Locke and Master Douglas Locke, and a brass plate will be placed at the end of the work to commemorate the event. On the same day, Saturday the 16th of August, 1879, the Manx Sun reported, The Battery Pier. During the week, several of the steamers have made fast for the night alongside the new Battery Pier under Douglas Head, thus leaving more room at the landing pier for the steamers which arrive in the night from Dublin, Silloth and elsewhere. On the 6th instance, that's to say the 6th of August, the steamer from Newry discharged a number of cattle there. It's said that the pier will be formally opened on the 29th. Now this is a group called the Bagpipe Players from the Czech Forest, Dudaci Jeskeo Jesa, with a tune named for the stables of the spa time of Marianske Lajne, also known by its German name of Marienbad. Tune Lajenska Stajdisha, the Spa Stables, played by Dudaci Jeskeo Jesa. A As tan kjol, ginstun de vel sjo, stashun an ashun, shen, radio vanin, as an sjo tashu geishach rish clen a gale, meren peen, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
The Manx Sun for Saturday, August the 30th announces completion of the Battery Pier. And the second paragraph tells us, a rumour has been for some time past current that the occasion of the completion of the Battery Pier was to be marked by a public demonstration, in which the Lieutenant Governor, and still at that time the Lieutenant Governor was Henry Broome Locke, as it had been when work on the Battery Pier commenced in 1872, a public demonstration in which the Lieutenant Governor, Mrs. Locke and others were to take a prominent part. We learn from good authority that this rumour was not entirely without foundation, and that the Harbour Commissioners had proposed to have a demonstration somewhat similar in character to that which the laying the inauguration block of the pier and the opening of the Victoria Pier were celebrated on the 1st of July 1872. As hutje gaure grim vain tiagege, leshna lurgen eges on air son a nachhirt, gouds ren kirchen barriachtach, goilen inidege, as ren a greman imagine rau les sledden barrent. Square vai an adel bolvenach os tia rodden vai bunaveda, an nodus ginaway, new cor orange in day. Ren kirchen Kjauer gul na magin rau ege les filosher, as renne raur a shis de moor ernostje. Herenke en echter a chorer bi, hain a lurgach en ege gulien sus skinnachion, as eschen na lai moon a rod an shint. Aglitch de moor, hugge eber greim a chau a veda, as an ach yalid, spush! Harish les a veda, as un shen veshen strepus an yawin. She bally me, cray her fool as vanustias. Oh, cray her fluch, fee fluch, fe genachten. Huish van colon bingles na cliche nigger, cowds fe go, foe. Harry Safari Glasson songs about Cornwall are very popular, and this is one of them sung by Olan Gwella.
Men of Cornwall, one and all are we, and here we stand together. To bring you greetings from our Celtic land. We have brought our wives and friends with us across the western water to sing, to drink, to talk and shake your hand. In times of old, the Celtic saints came to our land of Cornwall and put their names to our villages and towns. Like St. Just and I, St. Perry and St. Hilary and Zenna, our Celtic Christian roots can here be found. Men of Cornwall, one and all are we, and here we stand together to bring you greetings from our Celtic land. We have brought our wives and friends with us across the western water to sing, to drink, to talk and shake your hand. We all share a common feeling, a deep-rooted love of Cornwall. We are here with you to sing our songs with pride. We will tell you of the fishermen, the farmers and the miners, and the beauty of our Cornish countryside. Men of Cornwall, one and all are we, and here we stand together to bring you greetings from our Celtic land. We have brought our wives and friends with us across the western water to sing, to drink, to talk and shake your hand. Men of Cornwall, one and all are we, and here we stand together to bring you greetings from our Celtic land. We have brought our wives and friends with us across the western water to sing, to drink, to talk and shake your hand.
The singers from Newquay, Olan Gwella, and Harry Glasson's song, Men of Cornwall. Creich a gyal as faltach fin greengean, Chauds fe girigus an echter, Casacht I a spooterach. Esh, ren meg rin goil graeim jay liorish cool a wannel, Shen rodan vaughn. As scronnel ve der awe gerachti, Odach a kiachan genachten der awe gerachti, Catch is a raiega as through the veg, as my saw stiachs a wan a legis in the kiachan. Ren a rodan goil graeim jay maj a rauz, haia shen fo roi a kiachan. Esh ren a rid cheddan ar a liad I elia jay. As liorish amul chauchulu jay, jimman ne a bech drolenach gus a vru. Chiarni mache, as hug a shisa ar a chladach. Van a glout bug jingit de chryas. Rend an rodan rubber chirame beggin as tres de purjain tashid aden. Esh durte. Cat esh ma wunye veen. Jin driddle sus nu sacadan tarni. Ha cryas odasu. Der a visu che as chirum rish. House the mish tumashis son of wullion cherbel. We further learn, says the Manx son, that the commissioners have been in communication with the Lieutenant Governor on the subject, and that in a recent letter His Excellency intimated that he couldn't possibly be present at the time named for the proposed opening of the pier. His Excellency at the same time suggested that all public demonstration on the occasion of the completion of the works should be postponed until next year, when, he had reason to believe, they would be visited and named in a manner that would impart the proceedings an interest more in accordance with their importance than could be attained this year by any opening ceremony. The commissioners, upon reconsideration, and looking forward to the important event foreshadowed in His Excellency's communication, determined to abandon any public ceremonial, but simply upon obtaining a certificate from Sir John Coode, CE, who had designed the works. This is Christine Primrose and Alison Kinnaird now.
On hood, madame, and cool, the rum haja jelomagals. On hood, madame, and cool, the rum haja jelomagals. On hood, madame, and cool, the rum haja jelomagals. On hood, madame, and cool, the rum haja jelomagals. Haja jelom, and the lavalum haja jelomagals. Haja jelom, and the lavalum haja jelomagals. Haja jelom, and the lavalum. On hood, Malam and Coldrum, Haja Jeloma Gals. 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 Haja Jeloma Gals. Haja Jeloma Gals. Haja Jelom, and the Lavalum, Haja Jeloma Gals. Haja Jelom, and the Lavalum, Haja Jeloma Gals. On hood, Malam, Coldrum, Haja Jeloma Gals. Doch Rafa, you, Doch Rafa, you, body. Doch Rafa, you, you, up, not right to bar. Gol y monia bas y fias y frisio mi a der safia saf y sadanian sy hw yn ôl ar mwyn yng nghwyn a fy nad y Wkitarakitarokoyokoyokitarakitarokoyokoyokitarakitarokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyokoyok
Заганяться гуанула луня юня винати. У китера китеро, ойо, ойо, китера китеро, ойо, ойо, китера китеро, ойо, ой, голубоня рейревари.
And that's Christine Primrose and Alison Kinnaird, and an unknown third that came in part of the way through at the end there. It doesn't say who that was. Un chormul yanan cúlurum, my love put his back to me. And the second one was Dechrocha Hoilhu. That's to hang is what you deserve. So two songs possibly not unrelated. Having obtained certificate from the designer Sir John Coode, they, the harbour commissioners, would formally take possession of and open the pier in a private and unostentatious manner. With this object in view, Sir John Coode came over to the island a few days ago and met the commissioners at the works on Thursday last, which would be the 28th of August. He thereupon handed to the Receiver General a report. Upon receipt of the certificate, the commissioners, accompanied by Sir John Coode and Mr. Powell, made a most careful inspection of the entire work, plant and stock of materials on hand, etc., and arranged to take possession of the pier and to declare it open. In accordance with this arrangement, the commissioners first attended on the pier yesterday, so that they could, that would be the 29th of August, where they were met by Mr. Powell. Now, Mr. Powell was William Powell. He was the resident engineer for the project. Trefod y chwlio ryd erlwyd o'r taiach rys, ren y ciachan, fesys, trom chriach, sai sys ar y taiach ega ons gera y feda, as chaws fad gimiach roes, dwrt ei ons corau angel der craw leis an fe, roddi, mych ar y ffiltach, ta mi ffyr arsach dy jarw mych an my imyrgol bolfen ac newisl, tan criem bunas fel ieel trebyd tam i smwlion er yn ac faidens fel chol y fwlion cherbolain, Helen, Jen. Dy jarw tam i ar fe ma homage yn mach as mach, as dy ffys em as en. Dyn nhw cor y liaddi e'r chyd sio as liai daw as ligyd e'r iddyn gwler mo fod rai. Si yn mai dy lŵr, si yn mai o'rt, dregy roddyn dy ginnol. Grefys fliwch y beg dy roddyn ostia. Tam i'n ysmenca ons yn ostyn y mach as yn chwyd smwyd o len. Nid i'n smwlion er na soja. As ffwri oed nes, ar liam dy mŵr dy berli a chyt as tanach dyn mer ymrys tamwlt beg. Well, now we hear the sound of carreg lafar. Carreg lafar means a speaking stone or an echo stone.
Thank you.
Welsh band Carreg Laver, two tunes, Llef Harlech and Aberdillais. Sjóðu stasjún að nasjún radiovanin, að sé Claire Nagel til gul erskeljén egin treytón. Sé Robert Gutting Carswell, mis Robert a Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Sví sogarach, eh, is garw tau tigl, gynnei gwrs tai tod a chor erbi, ach, chanelw a fag yn sien ffos, ach, ni ai sien, ffodwm gynnw sawrw. As ni minsach a dut, an ach de imert, as de hamult, as de lia biw chw achtel, baw er, gam leisl, as de lia baw chw achtel er yn ustia, as fer er bijin. Chwys gleisit sus fan ciachan lloris an ach dwy de lortega, na raw corega de chw fregerte. As fe ersyn, sgeibr sŵl djer na ge, les cwl a fegega. Ach, ren na rodan da dwy gyn er bol elia. As lwg tamult gyr yn aegnia ciachan a fioch yr is. As hen ceil es i'r cwr flawt da gyrach rys pair da chiarch yn wstia, fa smwr o edr och mychion yr rirt lwdor ar tega. Tre ren gytai, ren na rodan ffod a ail gyal sy tseim yr hai. As hwg ei y ciach yn stiach ond cair fwy o'r roes. Lwg de cwr leis fwy hws, cwt se mae'n achos cyrraen yn er ahon. As dyn se de sgilyn mae chi o'n nhawn, der y tre se o'r ach. And the Manx Sun's article continues. Upon the arrival of the commissioners at the extreme end of the pier, we noticed a derrick to which the cap block of the terminal pilaster was suspended. This, when lowered into position, was declared by the receiver general to be the finishing block of the battery pier. Now, the office of receiver general had been subject to a number of changes over the years, from its being an important office under the Stanleys, collecting land revenues, held famously at one time by William Dawn, William Christian, and by his brother John. After 1765, when there were no land revenues to collect, the receiver general worked with the water bailiff on customs duties and port dues. But in 1832, the office lost that function, so the receiver general didn't really have a function at all. But then 3 years later, in 1835, the postholder was appointed chairman of the harbour commissioners. And that's the position during these proceedings on the opening of the battery pier in 1879. Now, this was an 18th-century song by Richard Barrage, originally in Irish Gaelic, called Prab Sonol. The best-known English version is by Donald O'Sullivan. However, sandwiched between the first verse and part of another verse in Irish here, the well-known Irish playwright Brendan Behan sings a verse in English that I've not heard anywhere else. Anyway, so this is Brendan Behan and his version of Prab Sonol. Very short, in fact.
Is on my sleeve, and if you say Dean, a hicks in your peer, see us at Janum store. Is a lazy smoony, a circular contrailed shows come egg, she chinta, for you like to fall. Was chin a reho, joke no reho, ne quir for opinion, lat egg dolphin fold. My shin is the rory, scar on his card, ever monotomy, jackal, crabs and all. God bless the captain of the ship that's sailing along the voyage home. Make strong the rigging where the wind is wailing and guide his bows through the foam. And my cara brandy, red wine or shandy, oh may his cargo never sink. Come roar the chorus, there's life before us, while we still put our true trust in drink. Mar Nielsen Seal Shaw, Oxion an ghaithia, la da chitar no slam da chio. Mae sy'n ystafri sy'n i'r beth ni sgrin e, na fem ar y tham i ddech o'r preb sy'n ôl.
And that's Brendan Behan, or since we've just heard him singing in Irish, Brendan O'Bearchoin. Now, the Receiver General in 1879, who was there for the Chairman of the Harbour Board, was Ridgway Harrison of Douglas. His dates were 1818 to 1894. The Manx Sun says this. The gateway and barriers which had, during the progress of the work, stretched across the fort and approach, having been removed, Mr. Powell formally delivered to the Receiver General the keys of the office and lighthouse, a symbolic delivery of possession of the Battery Pier. The Receiver General thereupon declared the pier to be open to public use. A flag was run up, and three cheers given for the success of the undertaking. We may observe that several handsome and artistic bronze plates have been set up in the circular panels of the pilaster at foot of the steps leading to the upper platform of the pier. And, in fact, looking at those panels, one of them goes on to say, Tashin the Jaru Jerkel, de Bein Kolu Shaw, J. Von Desch, Erskine Taus Moor, Dan Alianine. And it translates that as, we sincerely hope that this pier will be of immeasurably great benefit to our island. Skeelen Machon Stangachen, as Tullachen Doltajum, as Gaddison Lima, as Baden Breve, a Kyau Budjalen Cry. Egahood Sluva, Budjalen Son Shigris Ernin Gyau, as Vai Baden Bri, Masor Ve Shilton the Raushen Jint Lyoru, as Machon Koren, Nahasten, as Chomin Hushach, as Vat Machon Sly Yinach at Lordrish, as Machon Turrison Dana, she Sornagen. As he stares and the merish mother ushja, the turris and soldier merish brock, va shiver na lunya leden chrioil, ach tamalt fi veg na sana, va fame meg kirchen fi savinach, gull erli jail sus na grishan, lyorish a fair tai field ach ege, gus a chamer liavach share, ball renne de leer corachion erach lushag, a she wur ersen as eignin buyach ege, as fis ege, the rau a caran no feathernich ege, a nyawin, va shli lyakan unyeg ege. Charawan lai sho achen chider as imadi jau, kasolach rish, son a chiachan serich. Now, Lorient, they've just had the Festival Interceltique. It used to be the Festival Interceltique de Cornemuse. It was just a bagpipe festival originally, then they started having other artists on. But a lot of that happens in the Stade de Moustoir in Lorient. It's also known as the Stade Yves Alain Mat, which is the name of a former mayor. And that stadium, the Stade de Moustoir, is the home of Les Merlus, the Silver Hake, which is the nickname of FC Lorient Bretagne Sud, or just FC Lorient. And the Hake, the Silver Hake, is on the bottom half of their badge on an orange background, the Silver Hake leaping on the orange background. And at the top of the badge, there's the Breton flag, the black and white. Now, a song by Soldat Louis was slightly rejigged to become the official anthem of FC Lorient, and this is that version which mentions the black and white flag which is on their badge, as well as singing about more about the team. So this is Soldat Louis singing about the lads of Lorient, Fils de Lorient.
Les merlus vont faire trembler l'adversaire. Ici c'est la mer, le feu et la terre qui chauffent le vestiaire, la Bretagne entière. Debout Lorient, chantez Lorient du Moustoir. À quel moment d'autant du drapeau noir et blanc, tête haute et fière, allure guerrière, les merlus vont faire trembler l'adversaire. Ici c'est la mer, le feu et la terre qui chauffe le vestiaire, la Bretagne entière. Yeah.
Soldat Louis, which is the alter ego of Serge Danet, who wrote the song and who put the band together. In fact, it's really only a duo, and they get other musicians to come along and perform with them. But that was Soldat Louis and the song Fils de l'Orient. You probably heard the Le Drapeau Noir et Blanc mentioned there as well. And that was the Fils de l'Orient, which was originally rejigged for... there we are, just thought of. I should have said rebooted, shouldn't I? For FC Lorient. Cacht na soja sim smu on chauds van saura chit de veavi chauds ve gulrosh. Din se e an acht de amult, as de himmert, as hurri mach a boga jay ushja varai, as lesh a chlishega gus stilt na shuinen, chile eishes nish, rithanach jay na van ghia shia hansherach huist na mastok. Now, the panels on the pilaster record the laying of the inauguration block by Elizabeth Locke on the 1st of July 1872, and then goes on to record that these works, as well as the approach in connection with this pier, were designed by Sir John Coode, CE, and were carried out under the direct control of William Powell, Esquire, resident engineer. Upon their completion, this, the Battery Pier, was opened on the 29th day of August 1879. As my son Tashinajit Gusjera Echler Shorishtach. We finish with some music by Becky Hurst, leading the band Birling Jerg, and finishing, in fact, with one of her tunes, Seamount, which is also the title of their album. Ach nish dera nachi, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Akarslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eva Machrier, you will you, as Orser Ye, as my Yerian Shedium.